Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Gerald Celente is our guest. TrendsJournal.com. Is that right, Gerald?
TrendsJournal.com.
That's his website. That's where you can find his journal, which I encourage you to find out about, folks. Your book is still out, right? It's still published, Trends 2000?
No, actually, it's very hard to get now. The prices of them gone way, way up.
So I've got a collector's edition in here, huh?
Yeah, no, it's really, very, very expensive now.
All right, well, you can't have mine, folks. I'm keeping mine, and Gerald, I think you should bring it out again. I think you should do another printing of it.
Yeah, it was a Warner book, and... Yeah, so we should, but we have so many things on our plate.
But people need the updated version of Trend 2000. So work on that in your spare time, Gerald.
Okay.
All right, look, I want to help you get started on something positive, okay? And I'm gonna get you started so you can kind of get the theme of this thing. I want you to talk about things that you see about the world, about the future that's positive. My thing is if you want to see real wholesome humanity, real capitalism, real American values, the kind of values that made this country great, go to Main Street and watch small business owners function. There are counting the employers and the employees, about one-third of Americans are directly connected to a small business in America. I think that's a positive thing we can work on. Now you go ahead.
Well, I agree with you. My motto is break the chain. Until we break the chains, we'll never be free. So I don't buy anything I can buy at a chain store.
Ah.
I don't eat corporate food. I'm Italian. I know what good food is. An Olive Garden's not Italian.
All right, back to the positive.
That's the positive.
Okay, what else?
The positive is break the chains.
All right.
Buy local. Do everything you can local. Buy USA. I don't buy anything.
That's protectionism, though, Gerald. You know protectionism doesn't work.
It's not protectionism. It's supporting my neighbor.
Yeah.
It's not buying from communist or fascist countries. You know, that's my belief. I think it's very positive.
All right.
And also, direct democracy is the most positive movement of anything.
Now that's
it brings
a very
the power
positive
back
thing
into the people.
I think I agree with you. Now that is something you've talked to us about today. That I think is a very positive thing for the future. That is makes me hopeful for how our country is going to survive and thrive in the future. And that is if the members of Congress and if the president has a much more updated read on how people feel about policies.
Well, no, not they have a read. They do what we tell them to do.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we vote on the issue.
So you're saying so then you're subverting the republic with democracy then, right?
That's right, because we don't have a democracy. They only represent the people that give them the most amount of money. Oh, no, they call it campaign contributions. Adults call it bribes and payoffs.
All right, so let's say that your scenario plays out, Gerald, and the things that you're talking about actually starts happening. If that happens, what does America look like in 2030? 2050.
Oh, we become that country that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Where we're all supporting each other. We're taking care of each other. You know, we're working with our neighbors and our communities. You know, we're not giving a company wants to come into, you know, to a neighborhood or a city near you, and they're going to say, I'm going to create 400 jobs, and the local people of the local town council gives them a couple of million bucks.
Right.
That kind of stuff doesn't happen anymore. So everything starts going, rather than everything growing and going to the bigs, you're going to start seeing the smalls being saved rather than just the too big to fail.
What does Wall Street look like 30 years from now, in your scenario? What does Wall Street look like 30
years
from now?
Like it did in the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
Inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
And people investing in themselves.
And there's real investing going on, not just trading.
Exactly, and people investing in themselves, not in somebody else. Look,
mm-hmm.
If we let somebody else create our future, and we don't create the future that we envision, Well, you're not going to like it. And there are a lot of people online waiting to do it now. So either you create your future or let someone else do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gerald, I've enjoyed our visit. Thank you so much for your insights. Folks, it's always abrupt, the things that Gerald tells us. But I'll tell you, in the last 14 years, he has been right a whole lot more than he's been wrong. So check it out. Trendsjournal.com is his website. That's also the name of his quarterly publication. Thanks, Gerald, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Gerald Celente, C-E-L-E-N-T-E is how you spell his last name. Gerald with a G. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.